This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Faith Talk. I am your host, Evangelist Lolita Jones. It is a great honor and a pleasure for you to just join in with us on this evening for a mighty word from God. We thank God for you. And yes, there is a word from the Lord. Come on. Get your Bibles, get your notebooks, get your pen or your pencil, and get ready to receive a word from the Lord. I present to some and introduce to others, Evangelist Lisa John.
Amen. God bless you all on tonight. Thank you for joining us on tonight. I give glory and honor to God for this privilege to bring forth an encouraging word to his people on tonight. I thank God for Evangelist Lolita Jones. I thank her. She will encourage you. She will push you forth. Let me tell you, she's all about you getting what God has for you. And I just thank God for her. I thank God for her. She's my sister in Christ. She's my sister in soldier. I served in the Navy as well. Not with her, but I served in the United States military as well. And I just thank God for her excellence, for her leadership, and just for her love for God and the people of God. Hallelujah. It's so great to have the people of God around you because it encourages you. It stirs you up. It keeps you accountable as well, too. So, you know, so when we fall off and when we dive off into other situations and all those things, get ourselves in trouble, we should have somebody there to say, hey, look, you need to go the other way. You need to go back where you came. So I just thank God for her, and I thank God for you all on tonight that would hear the word of the Lord, receive the word of the Lord, and then not only that, but walk in it, because we don't just want to be hearers, but we also want to be doers, because this is for the glory of God. This is all to his glory. It ain't about me. It ain't about nobody else. It ain't about my accolades or whatever I may have behind my name. But it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to go ahead and open up with a little word of prayer. Father God, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made, oh God. We were able to rejoice in it. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to be among the land of the living, oh God. You stayed the hand of death. Hallelujah. That's enough to give you thousands of hallelujah for God, because we're just so thankful and so grateful, oh God. It could have went another way, but it didn't, Lord, because your hand was upon us, oh God. And we just thank you for that on today. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your faithfulness toward us. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Now, Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer. Lord, we pray on tonight, Lord, that your word, that it falls on good ground, the good ground of our hearts, O God. Continue to cultivate our hearts, O Lord. Stir us up, O God, in this new season as we go forward in you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I know our subject or the theme for this fasting and consecration with our Life Changers ministry is raise your expectation, raising our expectations. We should always expect God to do more than what we've asked for. You know, in Ephesians 3:20, it said, that we should ask for more. I mean, we should believe God for more, even though we ask, because he's a big God. And so I just thank God that's a powerful title, raising our expectations. You know, we have expectations of ourselves, and we may have expectations, you know, for other things. But God is the standard. He sets the bar, and it's pretty high. Hallelujah. So we know we got to come up higher. We got to come on up a little high. You said ascend. He said, come on up high. So I just thank God for his word on today, and I thank God that he gives us the grace to come high in him. And so my little title, my little subject is Grace for the Race. I thank God for grace. Hallelujah. And we know that grace is his unmerited favor, something that we could never earn, something that we could never come up on our own or, you know, judge up. Hallelujah. But it only comes from God alone, and he extends that grace to us here on the earth. Hallelujah. To his people. And so I'm so thankful for that. The scripture that I wanted to read from and wanted to dissect a little bit is from the book of Hebrews. Love that book. Book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And it says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, and this is the NIV version, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter. This particular scripture says perfecter. I know some translations say the finisher, but the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endureth the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. And so as I stated before, grace is God's unmerited favor towards us. In the New Testament, the Greek word for grace is charis. Charis is like the sea is silent. I was like, oh, okay, Lord, okay. Which means favor, blessing, kindness, and love, and which we can, which we were given by God, of course, and we can extend to all and others, you know, who we encounter. Hallelujah! And so God's grace it gives us the ability to do what we couldn't do. Hallelujah! And what that means is that things that God may call us to that we may not qualify for, his grace steps in. Glory be to God. So his grace gives us the ability and the tools to properly function and operate in whatever he's called us to do in life. Ephesians 4:7-8, it says, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ has apportioned. Hallelujah. So as believers, we've been given grace for the race, this race that we call life, this Christian life, this journey that we're on. And God gives each of us everything that we need to run this course. It is already marked out, okay? The lanes have already been marked out, already been paved. God has already set the pace for your race. So grace is God's power to help us succeed in ways that bring glory to his name. Hallelujah. See, let me say that again. His grace is his power to help us succeed in ways that would bring glory to his name. So as we continue in this race, in this new season of 2024, I just wanted to give out some pointers on what would keep us on track. Hallelujah. And so let's look at the first line of this verse in Hebrews chapter 12 and 1. And it says, since we were surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And I was like, Lord, what folk witnesses? Okay. And so I looked into that a little bit more. And it was referring to the patriarchs of faith. And we know the patriarchs of faith, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, you know, Sarah and all of them. And all that, that's over in Hebrews 11. And he was referring to them because all of them, that they lived by faith, and they even died in their faith. Even though they didn't see and experience all the promises of God, they still believed. Hallelujah. And they went through many trials. They went through many tests. They went through many hardships, but even in that, they still believed. They were still in the race. Hallelujah. So many of their names, as I said, was listed in the book of Hebrews 11, chapter 11, and verse 13 really highlights how they were looking for a different place. They were looking even beyond. They were looking beyond what they can see. And they held on to that. They were holding on to hope because they knew that their citizenship here on earth was only temporary. It was only temporary, but they were looking beyond. Hallelujah. Looking forward to being with our God. And so they never lost sight of what God had told them. They never bowed out. They never said, oh, well, you know, Lord, this is taking too long. I ain't going to be able to do it. But you know what? They held on to the faith. They believed. They kept the faith. Hallelujah. Because their eyes were fixed on him and the promises that he made. So they looked ahead. They prepared themselves through faith for a better place. And so our goal is to be like Christ. That's our goal. That's our goal. And to become all that God has intended for us to be. Now, we ought to not let troubles of the world steal our focus. And we have to remember that he is the goal. He is the prize. You know, I never saw a runner in a race who looked back. I never saw a runner look down or look from side to side, but his eyes were focused in front of him, focused on the finish line, the goal, because anything else would be a distraction, and it would cause him to stumble, possibly disqualifying him from the race. So just as athletes train and they train themselves to stay away from certain things that may set them back, like, you know, eating. They have to eat certain types of food, and, you know, they have to stay away from alcohol and things of that nature, you know, things that would disqualify them, things that would cause them to be distracted. Because, you can't run a race if you're overweight. You can't run a race if you're not if you don't consume, you know, plenty of water to keep you replenished. Hallelujah. And so they were aware of the sacrifices that had to be made in order to obtain the reward, because there's a reward at the end of the race. You know, that's a prize for finishing the race. And so they were aware of the sacrifices that are made in order to obtain the reward. Hallelujah. And there are sacrifices that we must make even in our own lives to obtain the reward of eternal life. Hallelujah. And so Jesus, he made the ultimate sacrifice so that eternity would belong to us. And that's our great reward from him. Hallelujah. So our training, it comes from the word of God. It comes from the prompting and the leading of his Holy Spirit. His word, it disciplines us. It gets us, our spiritual man, into shape. His word is the bread of life. That's what we eat. Hallelujah. Daily, his word. And it transforms us in ways that none other can. Hallelujah. And so whatever we're willing to give up, whatever we're willing to lay aside, and to come in with the alignment of the Father's will, it's worth the sacrifice. Hallelujah. It's worth the sacrifice. He said, and to to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us. And, you know, and it can be little bitty sin. It can be that ain't no such thing as a white lie. It can be little bitty sin. Little bitty things that we don't even think about and that's why we always have to repent. We always have to go before the Lord and to repent. We always have to have it right before him. Hallelujah. And so, and then he says, let us run it with endurance, the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. Want to share a little bit of my testimony with you. My son Joshua, he's 22 years old now. He was born with autism. He's on the spectrum. And there were many trials that, I faced. There was many hardships that I faced with that because I didn't know how to function in it. But God was there with me. He was there with me. And he helped me through. That was some hard. I couldn't hold a job. I couldn't really do a whole lot in the church. Because I had to be there for my son. I had to be there for Joshua, and before then I had my life all planned out. I said, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, I was on my way. And then my son was born. And I tell you, it grew my faith. It trained me in a way that I thought I could never be trained. It trained me with patience. It trained me with endurance. It trained my faith. It helped me. See, I thought when I was helping my son and getting him all the resources that were available to help him to function, God was helping me. He was helping me function. God used him to help me grow up in him. Glory be to God. And every time I think about it, and every time I look back on where he brought me from, where he brought us from, where he brought my son back, where he brought my son to in this stage in life, it's so awesome. It's so awesome. I don't have enough time on here to share all of my testimony, but I just wanted to encourage you that the race that you're running, it's not in vain. Hallelujah. Because God designed this race just for you. He tailored this race just for you. And he gave you the grace to run it. Hallelujah. Don't let anything disqualify you. I thought I would be disqualified because I tried to get out there and I tried to do things my own way. And I said, God, okay, I raised my son. I raised my family. It is about me now. It is my turn now. But God said, no, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. This is the race I have you going. This is the lane I want you in. Hallelujah. And so I had to be obedient to the Spirit of God. I had to be obedient, even though I didn't want to run that race. Seemed like it was slow. It seemed like it was taking too long because I wanted to get to what I wanted to get to, which were my dreams and my goals that I had for my life. But not so. But I found out that when I ran the race that was before me, hallelujah. Yet it was shown that God gave me the grace to run it. He saw fit that I finished. And I'm not totally finished. I'm not totally completed because I'm still in this race, even for myself. Hallelujah. And so I just thank God for the grace that he's given me. I thank God for the endurance to run this race. It's hard. Hallelujah. But I thank God that I didn't have to put him in an institution. I didn't have to leave him to nobody else to care for him. I thank God for my husband that was here with me. Hallelujah. And we had to work this thing together. We had to do it together. How can two walk together unless they agree? And so we had to be supportive of one another. Hallelujah. And God guided us through this thing. We didn't know. Our daughter, she was fine. No issues. But when it came to my son, I was like, Lord, you're going to have to help us with this. Hallelujah. And when he was young, he couldn't say mommy, he couldn't say daddy, he couldn't speak, I tell you. And I just thank God for the program that we were able to put him in that helped him get to where he is now. Hallelujah. I thank God for favor. God showed us favor. He showed us favor with my son. I thank God for that. I praise him for that. Hallelujah. He showed us favor and he showed us his grace. We must give full attention to Jesus. We have to give full attention to him. Whatever he's calling you to do, do it. Whatever the first thing he said to do, do it. Because he gives you the grace to do it. Hallelujah. We can't do it in our own strength. No, you may not have the educational background. You may not have the work history. Hallelujah. But God will set you in places. He will seat you in places. And he will help you get through whatever it is that task is by his grace. The race that he has set before you. He don't set you up to lose. But he sets you up to win. Hallelujah. And so we have to forget those things. You know, I had to lay down my life. You know, I had to lay down my life. I had to lay down my hopes and dreams that I had for myself. I had to lay it down. Hallelujah. That was hard. That was not easy. Having to leave my job. Having to stay at home, having to run up to the school. Every time they call me, Miss Jean, Joshua won't get on the bus. It's a different bus driver. Miss Jean, Joshua won't go in the classroom. That's a different teacher in the classroom. Oh, my God, I got some stories to tell you. Praise God. But I was there. One job, one income coming in. Hallelujah. And my husband, he did it. He did it. He did it by the grace of God. He did it. And I was blessed to stay at home to be able to take care of my children and be able to take care of the household. And I said, God, look, I thought I had more for my life than this. Really? To be up in here cleaning and cooking and doing all the time? But this is what he always reminded me, this is where I need you right now. This is where I need you right now. Now, I know you desire to be other places, but this is where I need you right now. And he confirmed this word over and over to me. Lisa, you're in the right place. You're right where I need you to be. And then I took solace in that. I took solace in that, and I had to embrace it, because if I kept fighting against that, if I kept going against the grain, I would have struggled in my faith. And I wouldn't have been where I am now. And my son wouldn't be where he is now. And my family wouldn't be where we are now. Hallelujah. And I give God thanks for that. So we must give our full attention to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, fixing our eyes upon him. And that word fix, I believe, is to focus, to concentrate, to meditate on him. Hallelujah. Paul states in Philippians 3, 13 and 14, he says that, but this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That is a prize. That is a goal, just as a runner runs. He's not running. He's not just running just to be running, but he's running for a goal. He has played this over and over in his mind, and how he would end up at the finish line. Hallelujah. And as I stated earlier in the message, that God's grace is given to us for his glory. Even the mistakes that we may make along this race, they're already factored in. They were already predestined for us. God knew that we would have ups and downs in this journey. He knew that we would experience twists and turns in our lives. Hallelujah. He knew this. Glory be to God. In 2 Timothy 1 and 9, he says that he saved us and he called us to a holy life, not because of anything that we've done, but because of his own grace, his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Hallelujah. Don't do anything that would disqualify you from the race. This race is fixed. This race is already set up. This race has already predestined you to win. Hallelujah. And we know that we're winners in Christ. We're conquerors. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. So we don't want to disqualify ourselves. And you may ask the question of, well, how will we disqualify ourselves? Well, I have a couple of tips here that would. I mean, I'm sure there are many more. But One would be wearing the wrong gear. You know, when a runner runs, their clothing is very light. You can see their little shorts, their little running shorts, they're so thin. And you can see the shirts that they were wearing, you know, the sleeveless shirts, and even the shoes that they have on their feet. Hallelujah. They're lightweight, but they're sturdy to help with each step, each pummel on the ground. Glory be to God. You know, Ephesians 6 and 11, it tells us to put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth that's girded around our loins, and the shoes that carry the gospel of peace. And another disqualification would be an old mindset. An old mindset. Those former things have passed away. All those things have passed away. And all things have become new. We're no longer that person anymore. We no longer operate as the world operates. We no longer operate in our own mindset, in our own self-righteousness. But the word says, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in us, keeping our eyes fixed on the Savior, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Another disqualification would be a lack of discipline. How can you be in this walk? How can you be a believer of Christ and not have discipline? Discipline is a vital aspect of the spiritual life as a believer in Christ. And what should we be disciplined in? Time in the Word, time in His presence. Glory be to God. Not just when we get to church on Sunday and Wednesday. This is a lifestyle. This is something that we accepted and we received from our Lord and Savior when we called on Him to be our Savior. Time in His Word, time in His presence, glory be to God. Another thing would disqualify us is changing lanes. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Hallelujah. Because when we get out of our lane, we cause issues. We cause others that's in their lane to stumble. We don't want to cause anybody to stumble. But we want them to finish their race. Hallelujah. Philippians 2 and 12, it tells us that Paul said, work out your salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We got to work it out. You can't be telling nobody else how to live if we ain't living right. Stay in your lane. Glory be to God. And this word is just to encourage the people of God to know that your race is not finished. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long it took for you to get to where you need to be. Your race is not over yet. There's still time. You can still run. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So in my conclusion, I want to say that we must value our relationship with Jesus more than anything. He gave us His all, and we're to give our all for Him. The race that's set before us, it requires faith. It requires stamina, commitment, discipline in order to live a godly life, in order to live this life faithfully to God. The race that is set before us, it's not a race that we selected. As I told you earlier in my testimony, I didn't select that race. But God did, because He knew the end results. That's the one thing about the plan of God. Hallelujah. When God gives you a word and you see, you get all excited, you get all, woo, you're like, yes, Lord. But then He never shows you the middle. He never shows you the beginning, because why? If He did, you would bow out. You'll be like, God, no, don't want it. That ain't me. That ain't for me. God, He'll show you the end results. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But if we trust Him enough, if we trust Him enough, He'll bring us through those middle areas, those gray areas that we don't even think about. Glory be to God. So we didn't select our course, no. But Almighty God, He established it for us. This is the race of a believer, a race that we should run with great patience. So This year, it won't go by without any challenges. Our faith and our endurance will be tested. God is a God of completion. He don't start nothing and can't complete. He ain't no halfway God. He is God Almighty. And if he brought you to it, it will be completed. If he brought you through it, it can be done. He will give us the grace needed in this season to bring him glory. This is all about glorifying the Father. The good work that he started in you, the good work he started in me, will be brought into completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So don't think that you're not qualified, because he qualifies the unqualified. Hallelujah. We couldn't have enough training behind us. We couldn't have enough documents that say we can do this, that, and the third to qualify us for his grace. I thank God for his grace on today. And I thank God that he gives us the grace to complete this race that we call life as believers. I'm through. I just want to close with a prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace on today, oh God. Your unmerited favor toward us, oh Lord. Nothing we had to do. Nothing we had to work for. Nothing. But because you loved us so much. You loved us so much, oh God, that you gave your only son. And we thank you for that on today. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you, Lord, that we're in the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we've been engrafted. Hallelujah. By your grace. Lord, I pray that grace that shows up everywhere. Everywhere we tread our feet, oh God, everywhere where you lead us, oh Lord, your grace is with us, oh God. Give us the grace to run this great race that you set before us, Lord. And may your grace abound all the more in your people, oh Lord. And the grace that you've extended to us, oh God, may we extend it to others, oh Lord. So when people mess up, we don't look down on them. So when people say things that they're not supposed to say, oh, Lord God, we're not combative, or we're not offended. But let that grace be extended to others, oh, God, others that we may encounter, not only in our circle, but wherever we may go, oh, God. Let your grace abound all the more. It's in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.
Did you enjoy that word? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for you. We ask you to visit our website, LolitaJonesLive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com. Yes, or you can follow us on Facebook. Yes, you can. Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Life Changers Ministries, LCM, right there on Facebook. And if you really want to just to be a partner, a real partner, a bona fide partner with Life Changers Ministries, you can also follow us on Pray.com. It's an application. It's an app that you can use on your phone, and it's a website, pray.com. Find Life Changes Ministry. And I just ask you, oh God, to just bless the Lord, because he just been so good. Come on and lift your hands and just give God glory, because we all know that if it had not been for God on our side, hallelujah, hallelujah, many of us will be sleeping in a grave, in a cold, sin-filled grave. But we thank thank God for his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. We thank God for you. Why don't you partner with us today? Yes, that's right. You can partner. When you go to our Facebook or even our website, you will see information that you can put in information and just request the giving information, and we will send it to you, because we want to make sure that this word continues to go throughout the earth. We're preaching and teaching the good news of Jesus Christ, and so many people need to hear it. And we thank God for the privilege and the platforms God has just blessed us to have, that we are able to represent Jesus Christ in this earth throughout the whole land. And we thank God for our partners. Yes, we have many partners across the world. We thank God for you that continue to sow into this ministry. We do have a conference coming up, Faith Talk Conference. Yes, we do. Yes, when you go to our website, you will see some information. We're still in the planning process, but we have already secured our speakers for each evening. What are the dates, Evangelist? The dates are April 25th through the 27th. April 25th, we have the Bishop Darren C. Johnson from the Dominion International Churches throughout America. And then on that Friday, April 26th, we have the Bishop Keith L. Curry from the Healing Temple Church. Yes, yes, yes. And then on Saturday morning for our morning glory, that's when you really need to come on in and just come on and join us in seeking the face of God. Because no matter what, every service, we start off in prayer. Yes, yes, yes. That's the proper position. Anytime you say that you're living for the Lord, we start in prayer. And on that Saturday morning, prayer will begin at 9 a.m. that Saturday morning. Our services will begin at 10 a.m. Yes, we will be taking prayer petitions and supplications, prayer requests, because we mean business. We mean while we praying for others, while we praying for our nation, we will also be praying for you. Our speaker for that Saturday morning glory, is none other than Superintendent, Assistant Superintendent, Pastor, Terrell O. Wiggins. Yes, ooh-wee. If you go back and view last year's Faith Conference, oh my God, God moved through that house. God moved through that place. So many souls were saved, healed, and delivered. And we thank God for these three mighty men of valor that do not find it, they find it as a pleasure to just serve the Lord. They find it a pleasure to minister to the multitudes. And we thank God. This is Faith Talk Conference, because we're speaking faith, faith into your life, faith into your situation, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask, think, dream, and imagine. Just know that God is on your side. We thank God for you tuning in today for our Faith Talk. Yes, we are on our Life Changers. This is sponsored by Life Changers Ministry, but we are in our 30-day consecration. It's a Monday through Friday consecration. Began on January 8th, and it will end on February 16th. And we are in the fifth week, coming down to the ending of the fifth week. And God has moved by his power. God has showed up and showed out. We thank God that we serve a big God. Hallelujah. And that we can ask him for big things. We thank God for just being God. And until this evening, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.